Another tough one. Our inability to finish in the scoring zone kind of outdid us today. I thought our defense, for the most part, did some good things. Thought they played hard and held these guys in check. We wasn't able to consistently do some things on offense. They had some big turnovers at some key times against us. Josh McCown's playing as hard as he can play. You know, he's battling. And there's nothing he can do about the sack fumbles. As he's starting to throw, he's getting hit, and ball comes out, because I don't want people to get the idea that this guy's just a turnover machine or something, like, because he's not. That's not who he is. He's put in some tough spots, and sometimes it doesn't come up the right way, and it hasn't for us this season. So, again, all that falls at my feet. Our players play extremely hard. And I'm proud of their effort. It's not winning right now, but they're trying, and they're giving me everything that they have, and I do know that. At inopportune times, the reason why you lose football games show up for our football team. Turnovers, inability to score, the inability to finish drives and those things. That's what losing football is, you know. And I'm at the head of it, and that part is frustrating. But as I said a long time ago, I'm not discouraged because of the guys. I know how hard they work. They work at it each and every day. And we're going to practice tomorrow. We're going to practice again. And then I'm probably going to send them on their way. You know, they need to get a little break. We need to do some self-scout of ourselves and get a break. We got 4 games left, the last quarter of the season. We got to find a way to put together a win, you know. And who knows, you know, there's 4 games that we got an opportunity to go out and play. So there's 4 opportunities to win, and there's another 4 opportunities to lose. So one thing I know about it, the guys in that locker room are going to dictate it. You know, they're going to determine it, I should say, about which way it's going to go. But, I've never been through this. I know you guys always ask me. But I'm not, as I told you before, I'm not going to fall off the cliff or anything like that. These guys, these players, this organization, Dee and Jimmy and Sasha and the group, they mean too much to me for me to ever feel like that. But do I get disappointed and frustrated? Yes. I don't want you guys to think I don't. I don't want you to think I don't get mad or sad or disappointed. I go through all those emotions. But at the same time, I know what I signed up for. I know through our injuries and the things we've been through this season where we are and where we're trying to go. So I'm not going to, you know, you can either beat yourself up, and I do that enough, or you can put your head down and keep fighting and push through this. And that's what we're going to do as a football team and as an organization.
You, despite week in and week out, you say before the media that it's on you. You know, it's your responsibility. Here we are in week 12, and these mistakes are continuing to happen. So what assurances can you give people that great effort is being taken to make sure this is?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at it, it's everybody's deal. But at the top of this ladder is me, you know. So I don't think I'm going to ever change that statement, you know, even when we win the Super Bowl. You know, it's going to be the same way. It's not going to be me. It's going to be them. It's going to be our players that did it. When there are things that don't go right, you know, it's easy to point fingers at a lot of different people. And I think the best place to point is at me. You know, I'm the head of it with our staff and even with them. You know, the issues we have that anybody feels are on offense, defense, or special teams, that starts with me because I'm responsible for it all. I'm not one to pass the buck on anybody else. I'm never going to do that. So if anybody's ever looking for that, that's not going to happen. What I have to do is continue to coach this football team. We got to continue to get better. And next season or next year or this offseason will take care of itself about the things we need to do to continue to get better. You know, we have what we have right now, and we got to work through it that way and just keep going.
Hugh, other than the fact that your team plays hard every week, what do you see that you can convince fans that things are getting better?
Well, I think you can see some younger players getting better here and there. And I totally get where the fans are and what they may feel, you know. They deserve better, and we get that. They deserve better, and I totally respect that. But I think it's I think it's tough to be in the situation that we're all in, because everybody wants an answer. You know, it's this, it's that, it's exactly this. Well, I'm not going to give you that answer. You know, what it is Coach Jackson. Coach Jackson's got to continue to push and keep getting these players better. There's things we have gotten better at. There's things we haven't gotten better at. That's part of it. And we're just going to keep working at it.
What have you gotten better at?
I think what we've gotten better, like I said, I see some young players. I see guys shedding blocks and making tackles. I see guys at the point of attack doing certain things, gap blocking a little bit better than where we were. I see some of the receivers still emerging. I see Terrell Pryor still getting better. Watch Seth DeVal get better today, and it's not because he caught the ball. It's just because certain things that he did in the passing game. So I do see improvement across the board, but it's not enough. You know, it's not enough to win at this level, you know, so we just got to keep working at it. And again, that starts with me, you know, and it kind of trickles down everywhere else, but I got to get it fixed.
Do you think players are trying to maybe do a little too much because they're pressing, they want to be the one that contributes to a win? Do you think that they're maybe pressing, trying to do a little too much, and that's leading to some mistakes too?
You know, I don't know. I got to look at the tape, to be honest with that. I know there's not a guy in that room that's not trying to win or not trying to do everything they can to give our team the best chance to win. I know I felt like that last week. You know, today, you know, to me, there were some plays that maybe when I watch a tape that we could have made, we didn't make, you know, and maybe, you know, maybe we wasn't in the right spot. And that's football, though. I hope you guys understand the hard part for us right now, everything has to be perfect, you know, and this is not going to be perfect. Football is not perfect. It's a game. It's you're going to have the ups and downs and this and that. That's just the way football goes. But you got to make enough plays to win, you know. So, I wish I had the right answer for everybody that everybody's looking for. Again, I'm going to leave it at me, and we'll just keep going from there.
You guys went for it on 4th-and-1 at your own.
Yes, sir.
21. Then you got down to the goal line. You were 4th-and-2.
Right.
And decided.
I tell you why. I think we needed points. I didn't want to come away from that situation with nothing. I think that would have deflated our football team. We needed to do something to put some points on the board to keep this thing close. I thought it was going to be a close game, and it was, you know. A play or two here or there, you know. And like I said, the way football goes, and this is a whole different game. But it's not. You know, it's a loss. It's a 27-13 loss again for the Browns. And until you can make these plays consistently, you know, all the time, this is what we're going to come up with. But I don't second-guess myself for not going for it there. I know everybody wants that, you know, but there's a time and a place for that. We needed points because I know what our football team is, and I know our football team, you know, I know the emotional part of it too.
You said that. How frustrating is it to be inside the 10
very,
twice and settle?
Very, very. I mean, that's football. You know, you guys got to score touchdowns, and I get it. And, again, I mean, we had our chances. We didn't do it. So that's how this thing works.
You spoke about the importance of your players having a couple of days to get away from it and process some thoughts. You've also spoke about how you internalize the team, you know, how you're taking it on yourself. When this break comes up, are you going to give yourself 24, 48 hours? Away?
I'm going to be very honest with all you. I don't know how to do that yet because I'm being on 12 is probably the hardest thing ever.
Difficult for you to
No, not at all. No, I was in a conversation with some people I need to have a conversation with. So no, that wasn't it at all. That's why I apologize. I probably got talking a little long-winded back there. Because again, I don't like this. I don't think anybody does. This is hard. This is a hard deal. But no, it wasn't that at all. You know, I was having conversations with our upper management about some things that I saw. And some things that we got to just continue to correct and look at to get better. So that's what it was more than anything.
Do you have a roster that can win, or was the reboot simply too excessive and leave you short?
I'm not going to get into all that. I don't think none of that matters right now. We have the team we have, and we're going to just keep coaching the heck out of it and try to get it better.
So you'll be doing a lot of soul searching. You'll be doing a lot of soul searching over the bye week, and you'll be burning the midnight oil, do you think, instead of?
I know I will. I mean, I got to find a way. I mean, I don't want to be down in the scoring zone and can't score. I haven't had that feeling in a a long time. I haven't been in that situation where you've been down there a couple of times. Normally you call a play and you know how it works and you score, you know, and that's not what's happening. So you got to go figure those things out and get better at it. I mean, I didn't become football literate or something like that overnight. You know, that's not what it is at all, you know. So sometimes you just got to flip your thinking and think in a different direction so that we can get this ball in the end zone. I have to get this ball in the end zone and haven't been able to do it.
You people talk about teams needing to learn how to win. Mm-hmm. So 12 games and 12 losses.
Got to learn how to win. You said it.
Yeah, well, does it go the other way? I mean, do they not know how to win?
I'm not going to say that they don't know how to win. I would never put that on players. I'm not going to – it's not that, you know. But you have to do the things that it takes to win. You know, you can't turn the ball over. You got to make plays, you know, at crucial times. You got to make sure their really good players don't win games for them. You know, it's a lot of different things that go into that. So, you know, it's critical over these next 4 weeks that we do come away grasping some of those things, as you're mentioning, as we walk out of here. You know, we have to because – you know, if not, these things repeat themselves, you know, and I'm not going to, I've told our players, and I mean this, and I would tell all of you, this will be the last time this year that we ever feel the way we feel. I know that. I know that in my heart. I know that without question. And that's why I've always said, if you're going to get us, you better get us now, because we're not going to feel like this a year from now.
You hear all those things you just mentioned about not making the right plays at the right time and a turnover. So I guess how frustrating when Terrell makes that long catch, you guys are down a touchdown, you go backward, and then Josh gets
it's frustrating. Back. Yeah, it is. It's tough. It's tough to do that, you know. And, you know, again, when you call plays, it's in rhythm, and you see things, and you know how things should work. And sometimes it don't work out for a lot of different reasons, you know. And that's not what's happening right now. You know, it's like I said, everything's got to be almost perfect to make it happen. And that's tough on anybody, you know, because football's not perfect. It's never going to be. You know, you gotta work through it and be able to make plays even when it's tough. And we got to do that better.
Hugh, I want to make sure we don't misrepresent something.
Sure.
Is this conversation you have with upper management something you do after every game?
Every game. Every game. I just took longer because there was a couple of things I had to do first, maybe use the bathroom, grab some water, you know, and then I took more time talking to him. You know, that's all it was. It was again, these conversations happen after every game. We brief about injuries, you know, those things, and then we have conversations about where we think we can do better, you know. So, no, and I just took longer today because that was my fault. PJB came in trying to get me out. I needed to keep talking, and again, just – thinking back through it all, you know, it's been a long 12 weeks, you know, it's been a long 12 weeks. And unfortunate for the men in that room over there, we haven't been able to get them a win yet, you know. So we'll go back to the drawing board. We'll come back tomorrow. I know these guys, they'll come to work. They'll be ready to go, and we'll work through work tomorrow. And then, you know, they'll, like I said, they'll get out of here, and we'll self-scout ourselves and see where we are and go from there.
There's a lot of talk about, like, big picture stuff.
I'm sorry?
There's a lot of talk about big picture stuff. Can there be meaningful progress on a team if you aren't winning?
Yes. Yes. Because you have to learn what it takes to win. You got to know and learn and know what it takes to win in this league. I mean, this league is rough. It's hard to win a game. I don't care what the situation is. But this football is a hard, driving, grinding business. And it's not for everybody. You know, I've always said, I said it to our players. You know, there's a lot of people in it that don't belong, you know, and there's a lot of people that aren't in it that do belong. I mean, you can go either way, but at the same time, you got to know what it takes to win in the National Football League, and I think we're going to get there. I truly believe that. I think right now we're not. Our record says we're not, so that's obvious. You had to ask me that, did you? Tony. It did, Tony. You're right. No, he was trying to kick it directional away from the returner, and he mishit it.
What's Greco's status?
I think he has a sprain, and we'll know more about it tomorrow. You know, one of those midfoot things, and so we'll find out more about him tomorrow.
Do you continue to get assurances from upper management that you're?
Oh yeah, Oh, come on. No, I'm not. Please, I'm not worried about that. If you guys think that's what the conversation was, no. I'm not worried about those things at all. I mean, I'm going to be here, and I've said that to you guys before. I'm not. That doesn't. That's not what the conversations are by any stretch of the imagination. It's not that. And please, so let me go on record as saying that. I have full support of Jimmy and Dee and Sashi and his crew, and we're not apart or splintered or whatever term you guys want to use. There's none of that going on. I think what it is in these times of toughness and times of crisis, you have to have good, strong conversations. And I think we all understand that. And I think that's important. I think it's healthy, and I think it's good. And I think that's how you don't go through these things in the future. You know, you work through those things and you talk to them so that you can come on the other side. And they've been great with me from top to bottom, you know, and hopefully they feel the same from me to them. But I don't like losing. I never have, and I never will. And I've had my butt kicked up over my shoulders enough this season that I really don't need my butt kicked anymore. Okay, so I got to figure out how to quit getting my butt kicked. It's just that simple.
You said this will be the last time this year we ever feel the way we feel. That's kind of sound like
yeah, not this season. I said this season. No, hold up now. I did not say. I'm talking about this season. That's why I said if you're going to get us, you better get us now. Because I'm not feeling like this next year. There's no way. Uh-uh. No. I mean, I'm a fighter. And we got a bunch of fighters in that room. And I don't lose many fights. I've never lost many fights, you know. And so we're going to keep swinging. I've lost a lot right now. More than I've ever lost in my life fighting. But we're going to keep fighting. And we're going to fight the right fight. And that's what we got to do.
Is it surprising you that you have more and more young players on this team that share your passion in terms of being a fighter and wanting to do what it takes to be a better football player and a winning football player?
I think we have a lot of those guys?
More
yes, I do. I do. I see more. I've seen that from this team. I just don't want to give that to the young guys because Joe Thomas fights. Danny Shelton fights, you know. Kirko fights, you know. All of our guys fight. I don't think there's a guy, Joe Hayden fights. I don't think we have a guy that's not fighting, you know. And I think we're fighting our tails off, and that's what makes it really hard. When you fight so hard and you play as hard as you can, but you still come up short, you know. So there's an answer in there somewhere, you know, that's going to give us what we want, and we just got to keep searching for it.